Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinian media is calling for the assassination of the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Itamar, as I have read your recent newsletter, it indicates that the Palestinian media may be trying to incite some Palestinians to assassinate the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed there of the United Arab Emirates. What can you tell me about that?
They're using language that would indicate that he would actually be worthy of being killed. For example, they use language of calling him a traitor, and they've called him a tumor in the Arab world, and other things. So they've also used images which really present him as an enemy. There's a new image that we just recently saw. We haven't even publicized it on our website yet, where he's actually seen to be similar to, they're presenting him similar to what they call the settlers who invade the Al-Aqsa Mosque. That's, of course, a terribly derogative for their perspective. The settler is the lowest on the totem pole there. They feel justified in killing what they call settlers, which means, of course, every Israeli. And now they're saying that he is like them. In fact, in that new cartoon, you actually see Israeli soldiers protecting him. Like I say, it's a cartoon, it's not real, but they have images of Israeli soldiers protecting him. So they're basically saying that he has stabbed them in the back, and without calling for it, they're putting him in that kind of a position.
Do you think it's at all possible that that may be followed through on by some Palestinian radical and try to kill the Crown Prince?
Look, if he were to travel to the region, I'm sure there would be a lot of them who would attempt it, who would be happy to have the opportunity to attempt it, I should say. I'm sure he is aware and all precaution is going to be taken, but you never know. They could also try to punish them in other ways. They probably have assets around the world, and if they do, could be targeted. I wouldn't be surprised.
Itamar Marcus at my broadcast table with the details behind the call by the Palestinian media for the assassination of the Crown Prince of the UAE. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Because of the recent peace accord between the Israelis and the UAE, the Palestinian media is calling the Crown Prince of the UAE a traitor, and they are calling for him to be assassinated. The Palestinians cannot believe that the Arab world would even consider normalization with the Jewish state of Israel. Malachi chapter 1 says that as the Edomites, the Palestinian people of today, as the Edomites return to rebuild, God will call their borders the borders of wickedness. God also says in Malachi chapter 1 that he will have indignation against the Palestinian people forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...